Blog Talk Radio.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood of mortal is prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not His evil. Striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same. To win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear. For God has willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for Him. His rage we can endure, for lo, His doom is sure. One little word shall fail Him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through Him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill. God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
Good evening, saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, your brother, your servant in Christ, and we are doing a part three on the consecration of Bishop Lafayette Scales. And this is broadcast three. As I said, we've done Fool Preacher, Idiot Preacher, Nitwit Preacher. And you're in for a treat today as I begin to break down the consecration audio to show you, my dear brothers and sisters, how all of this is not of God. All of it is not of God. Well, let me remind everyone that if you want the free ebook, Jackass Church Bishops and Spirit of Python Dunce, both ebooks are yours for the asking. Thank you for your gracious words as I'm getting emails back from some of the people who are reading through the book Jackass Church Bishops, and you keep emailing me, telling me you had a good laugh. Other times you're telling me what a strong chapter, what a prophetic chapter. And I thank you for all the wonderful comments. It's a 15-chapter book, 240 pages plus, 240 footnotes plus. You are going to be blessed when you read the book, Jackass Church Bishops. And please, I need your help. I need your help in telling other people about this free ebook giveaway. And also, don't forget the book, Spirit of Python Dunce, showing how Jensen Franklin's idiotic interpretation of Acts 16:16 proves he is a biblical moron. You can get these free ebooks by emailing me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Also, my dear brothers and sisters, if you would like to support this radio ministry with a love gift, you may do so by going to our website, www.dailymannaandy.com, www.dailymannaandy.com, and you can click on any one of the PayPal buttons, and you can donate using any one of those PayPal buttons there on our website, and just say, here's a gift, so that you can continue to stay on the air and do what you do. And we love doing what we do here. Whether you give a love offering or not, we're going to endeavor to stay on the air. We've been on the air for a long time, since 2014. And whether people have given or not, whether people have supported or not, we have stayed on the air. But it does help when you do support, because then we have some monies in reserve that would allow us to continue to do what we do, and we love doing it. Again, whether we're funded or not, we're going to keep doing it. Whether people finance us, whether people underwrite what we do, whether the saints bankroll it or not, we're going to continue to do it. But again, it's wonderful when you support us with a love gift. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm passionate. I'm so gung-ho. I've been fighting this good fight. I've been talking about the Roman Catholic invasion of the African-American church. I've been blowing the trumpet on this. I've been making a lot of hoopla on it, and will continue to do so. To date, no one in the Joint College of African-American Bishops has contacted me. No one has said to me, let's debate, because if they want to debate, listen, I'll debate them anytime. And I'm not going to do what Carlton Pearson did. Carlton Pearson was very nice, and I'm going to blast them. I'm going to call them I'm going to let them know what I think about them. I don't owe them anything. This thing about being respectful. What? Being respectful to what? John the Baptist called the Sadducees and Pharisees, you generation of vipers. And Jesus called them hypocrites. And I'm going to do the same. I'm going to raise my voice. That's right. Listen. Dogs bark, and that's what I'm going to bark. I'm not a mute dog. I'm not a smiling dog. I don't smile. Dogs don't smile. They bark and they bite. That's what dogs do. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm a shepherd dog for Jesus. I'm a shepherd dog. So I'm passionate about this. Don't forget that we have a 95 thesis that was prepared back in 2017. I did 95 broadcasts, 95 riveting broadcasts. I did a 95 thesis, one thesis per day for 95 days. We put together a series of teachings, 95 teachings, which no one in the Joint College of African American hee-hawing, asinine clown bishops can refute. 95 theses. 95 right here. You have them all. You have all of those broadcasts. So you can start at one and work your way down till you finish. And let me tell you something. I have a dear sister who is a former student of mine. And she says, I listen to everyone, everyone. Oh, they're so powerful. Oh, the teachings are so wonderful. Oh, what a blessing. A former student of mine. I met up with her, bumped into her. I told her what I was doing. And she kept, she was doing two a day, two theses a day. She couldn't get enough. Two a day. You can do one a day. You can do one a week. You can do them whenever you can. The thing is to do them, to listen, to get educated, to get trained, to have your eyes open, to have the scales removed from your eyes. That's what's important. That's what's important. I am not here to make friends and influence people. I'm here to speak truth to power. I'm not looking for awards. I'm not looking for accolade. I'm not looking for anything other than to fulfill my commission from Christ, which is to cry aloud and spare not. That's all I'm looking to do. One day, I hope to hear from my Lord and Savior when I stand before him at the judgment seat. One day I hope to hear from my Jesus, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well, we're talking about this newly cranked out bishop called Lafayette Scales. I've been on the internet, been looking at some of his videos. He seems to be a very nice man. He, listen, I'm sure that most of the members of the Joint College of Asinine, Hee-Hawing, Clown Bishops are very nice people. I'm sure of that. I'm sure. I only know a few of them personally. I only know a handful of them personally. You know, they're scattered all over the United States, so I don't know them all. I do know a few. I do know a good number of the members of the Joint College of Asinine, Hee-Hawing, and Brain Clown Bishops. I do know a few. They happen to be nice people, even though they have been conned. They've allowed themselves to be duped. Some know better. Some know better. Some know what the game is and have joined and have signed over their souls on the dotted line. Some do. Well, I promise, listen, when we did Broadcast 1, the purpose of Broadcast 1 was to show you that they were still, that the Bishop Factory was still in operation and that they were still cranking out bishops. That was the purpose of Broadcast number 1. That was the purpose, that these fool preachers, because they're fools, and they're not fools for Christ's sake. These fool preachers, there's so many of these preachers that have degrees, and they've gone to school, and they read, and they write, and they get in the pulpit, and they preach sermons, and they teach, and they do conferences. Some of these fool preachers have given themselves over to join the Joint College of Bishops. Satan is still in the elevation business. An elevation mill like the Tower of Babel. An elevation mill that leads to nowhere. That's one of my books, Episcopal Babel. An elevation mill like diploma mills. An elevation mill that leads to nowhere. The creation of a new generation of apostate Nimrods. That's one of my books. That's one of the free books you're going to get. as I start releasing them. The next book scheduled to be released is Nehushtan Church Bishops. It's two chapters longer than Jackass Church Bishops, and I'm going to release them all. But these full preachers who have joined J. Delano Ellis in building Episcopal Babel. That was broadcast number one. And J. Delano Ellis is still cranking them out. He's still cranking out these bishops. Listen, J. Delano Ellis is old. He's a slow-moving jackass, is J. Delano Ellis. A slow-moving donkey. You couldn't put J. Delano Ellis to plow the fields anymore. You couldn't harness that jackass and say, well, let me plow an acre today. No, he's too old for that. He's slow moving. In fact, I heard he had a stroke. I heard that he's got one side of his body paralyzed, that one side of his face is mushed in. Well, he's still elevating people. Still elevating people. Broadcast number two was idiot preachers. Idiot preachers. Why are they idiots? Why are these idiot preachers joining the Joint College of Bishops? Well, they're idiots because the chief consecrator, J. Delano Ellis, is a clown. And I played all of the audios yesterday. I played all the audios where I just show that this guy loves to clown around when it is a solemn occasion. Listen, saints, you don't clown around at it. If you're delivering the eulogy, you don't clown around. When you are performing a baptism, you don't clown around. When you're conducting a wedding, when you're performing as a pastor, the wedding ceremony, you don't clown around. Listen, baptisms, baby dedications, funerals, weddings, ordinations, these are all solemn occasions. We don't need a jester in the pulpit. We don't need a buffoon in the pulpit. We don't need a comedian in the pulpit. We don't need a clown in the pulpit. But yet, J. Delano Ellis, I played clips from three different ordinations, or consecrations rather. He can't help but be Bozo the Clown. Every time he's operating as chief consecrator, he can't help. But to crack jokes at other people's expense, he can't help but to make the crowd laugh again and again. That's his M.O. He's a clown chief consecrator. And anyone who allows him, this clown, this buffoon, to lay hands on them and to consecrate them for episcopacy is themselves a clown. Full preachers, idiot preachers, nitwitted preachers. That's today, nitwit preacher. Now, here's this guy. Like I said, I don't know this man. He lives in Ohio. He lives in some city there in Ohio, some suburb. His name is Lafayette Scales. Lafayette Scales. That's his name. In fact, I got a little clip of him. Let's see, which clip do I want to play of Mr. Lafayette Scales? Here's a clip from Mr. Lafayette Scales. It's a 5-minute clip. I'm not going to play the whole clip, but this is him preaching. And listen, if I met him, we'd probably get along. We'd probably have, but he's nitwitted. He's acting like an idiot. He acted like an idiot when he allowed J. Delano Ellis to lay hands on him. Like I said, the guy's probably a nice guy. He looks humble, but he got conned. He got tricked. He drank the Kool-Aid. He became zombified. And now he's one of the members of the Joint College of Donkey Bishops. And I'm going to lose all respect for you. Listen, I'm going to lose all respect for you when you allow J. Delano Ellis to con you. Because that speaks to your mental and your spiritual aptitude. You are a fool preacher. You are an idiot preacher. You are a nitwit preacher. If you allow Jay Delano Ellis to talk you into joining the Joint College of Donkey Bishops, you are. Now, I'm going to play the little clip of Bishop Lafayette Scales preaching, or whatever he's doing here, teaching, preaching, whatever he calls it. But then I'm going to play the short clip of the ordination. The consecration audio is 15 minutes long. I'm only going to cover a minute today. Oh, because it's so, listen, we can break stuff down here. And I want to show you why he's such a nitwit. Why he's such an idiot. Even though on this clip he sounds, listen. Here he is. Here, and this is Lafayette Scales. A guy who has scales on his eyes with the last name Scales. And here he is. He's talking about mountain and valleys. Mountain and valleys. Let's listen to what Mr. Scales has to say about mountains and valleys.
Now on the mountain, what happens is you get new paradigms, and a paradigm is a new way of looking at old things. And sometimes God wants you to look again at the same thing in a new way through new lenses. And what the mountain does is it gives you a chance many times to move up out of your circumstances and get a fresh glimpse of where you are. That's why I believe in advances and retreats and times of solitary confinement that we lock in with the Lord, because it causes us to draw back and go up into the mountain of the Lord to get a fresh look at what we're doing. Before you make critical decisions when you're not sure that you heard from God, it's just good to go up on the mountain and confer with God.
All right, since it's good to go up to the mountain to confirm with God, I'm going to take him up to the mountain. I'm going to do to him what I did to Jensen Franklin. Jensen Franklin was talking dribble. Jensen Franklin was talking stupid. Jensen Franklin was acting like an ignoramus and a retard and a dunce all rolled up in one. So I had to take Jensen Franklin to the library. I took him three times to the library. We got on the little yellow school bus, the little yellow school bus that's special ed, and we took Jensen Franklin on three trips to the library, and we showed him a few books to re-edumacate him, because he needed some re-edumacation. So that's what. So I'm going to do the same thing, because you see, he believes this brother here. He believes in going to the mountaintop to get perspective, and let me play that for you again, because he needs a little trip to the contending for the faith mountain. We're going to take him on a little school trip up the mountain. This mountain is called Contending for the Faith Mountain. All right? So we're going to show him why it's important to contend for the faith, but I want to play this little clip again. I want you to hear this man, and I want you to hear what he's got to say about the importance of going up to the mountaintop, because it gives you a fresh perspective and how you shouldn't make decisions too hastily until you get to the mountaintop and spend some time with the Lord. All right, here is Mr. Scales again.
You get new paradigms, and a paradigm is a new way of looking at old things. And sometimes God wants you to look again at the same thing in a new way through new lenses. And what the mountain does is it gives you a chance many times to move up out of your circumstances and get a fresh glimpse of where you are. That's why I believe in advances and retreats and times of solitary confinement that we lock in with the Lord, because it causes us to draw back and go up into the mountain of the Lord to get a fresh look at what we're doing. Before you make critical decisions when you're not sure that you heard from God, it's just good to go up on the mountain and confer with God.
All right, so that's what he should have done before he joined the Joint College of Donkey Bishops. He should have went up to the mountain, the Bible mountain, the contending for the faith mountain, the Berean mountain. He should have went up there and listen, he had ample time to go up to the mountain because, as you know, dear saints of God, J. Delano Ellis just doesn't consecrate you Bishop 1, 2, 3. What he does is he puts you in a period of 1 year of waiting. You have to you're able to call yourself when you register to become a bishop with the Joint College of Bishops. They encourage you to submit to 1 year of training. They don't really encourage you. It's mandated. Encouraging you is not the right word. It's mandatory that you go through a 1 year training, and in the process, it gives you time to come up with the money that you need to come up with to become a bishop, because it's very expensive, in the tens of thousands of dollars, my dear brothers and sisters. So for one year, you can call yourself bishop-elect. That's your designation, bishop-elect. You go through a one-year training, but more importantly, it gives you 1 year to hustle up the money, to scrounge up the money that you have to cough up in order to pay for your membership, your initiation, your consecration, to buy all your parchments, to buy all your rings and gold chains and all of the crazy suits that you have to buy from the Bishop Factory, okay? So it's quite expensive. So before Mr. Scales spent all that money, because I'm sure they gave him a list, I'm sure they gave him an itemized list of all the monies he needs to come up with, and I'm talking about big money, saints, big, 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 big money, big money. This is a big money enterprise. This is a racket. This is racketeering. The mafia can learn about racketeering from the Joint College of Donkey Bishops. The mafia could learn a thing or two. They could. They absolutely could. So before Mr. Scales got involved, he should have taken his own advice. He should have gotten a new, fresh paradigm. He should. What a word, paradigm. There are all of these NAR people and all of these Seven Mountain people and all of these, apostolic succession people. They love that word paradigm. We need to get a new paradigm. But what's the use of getting a new paradigm if after I get the new paradigm, I'm even more retarded than I was before I got the paradigm shift? It amazes me. All of these people get a new paradigm, and then after the new paradigm, they're more retarded. So I want to play his words. I like to tell the preachers, why is it that you preach this to your congregation, but you did not apply it yourself? You went to the mountaintop to get new perspective, but you didn't come down with a new perspective. You got hoodwinked. You got conned by a clown.
You get new paradigms, and a paradigm is a new way of looking at old things. And sometimes God wants you to look again at the same thing in a new way through new lenses. And what the mountain does is it gives you a chance many times to move up out of your circumstances and get a fresh glimpse of where you are. That's why I believe in advances and retreats and times of solitary confinement that we lock in with the Lord, because it causes us to draw back and go up into the mountain of the Lord to get a fresh look at what we're doing. Before you make critical decisions where you're not sure that you heard from God, it's just good to go up on the mountain and confer with God.
Amen.
Because he can give you a new way of looking at old things. Your marriage might look old. Go up to the mountain before you leave your marriage. Your job may look old, but go up on the mountain before you leave your job. That house that you're living in may look old, but go up on the mountain before you leave that house. Don't let nobody run you out your neighborhood, off your job, out of your family. Amen. Go up on the mountain and get a new look at old things.
Well, maybe you should apply that to your old position. Because maybe you want to switch your old position of pastor, but now you want to be bishop. Before you switch, don't you think you should have went up to the mountaintop to get a paradigm look at your old. You're encouraging people. Don't get rid of your old wife. Don't get rid of your old car. Don't get rid of your old house. Well, maybe you, Mr. Scales, shouldn't have gotten rid of your old title, pastor. Maybe you see how they preach things to people, but it doesn't apply to them. Let's listen again. This is an education, saints.
Marriage might go to the mountain before you leave your marriage.
Amen.
Because he can give you a new way of looking at old things. Your marriage might look old. Go up to the mountain before you leave your marriage. Your job may look old, but go up on the mountain before you leave your job. That house that you're living in may look old, but go up on the mountain before you leave that house. Don't let nobody run you out your neighborhood, off your job, out of your family. Go up on the mountain and get a new look at old things.
Well, that's what you should have done when J. Delano Ellis came to sell you episcopacy. When J. Delano Ellis did this, knocked on your door and was peddling, you know, Satan's elevation, you should have said, let me go talk to Jesus. Let me find out if Jesus wants me to remain as pastor or does he want me to become bishop in the Church of Rome. Before I change what's old and go for the new, like he just told somebody, don't change your wife. Don't change your house. Don't change your car. Go up to the mountain. But see, it doesn't apply to him. Because he was pastor for 20 years, but, oh, no. That's not good enough anymore. Pastor is no longer good enough. I got to go for something new. And the something new is bishop. 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 But he didn't go to the mountain. He didn't talk to he didn't talk to the Lord. He's telling you and me to go talk to the Lord. But he's not doing it. Oh, how these preachers are quick to give. They're so quick to give advice that they never take themselves. They're so quick to tell you what to do. But they don't even take their own advice. Now, Mr. Scales, to go on my little trip, to go with me on the little trip that I have already set up, we need to put on our thinking caps, Mr. Scales. Mr. Scales, listen, I know this sounds elementary school-like. But we need our thinking caps because we have some thinking to do. And in my church, and in my little radio church, this is one of our worship songs, Mr. And here at the Berean Church, this is one of our worship songs. It's called Put On Your Thinking Cap because we have some thinking to do. Listen to this, Mr. Scale, and sing along. And while you're singing along, take off that stupid donkey bishop hat you got on now, that mitre, take off that pointy hat and take that off because that hat has dumbed you down, and put on a thinking cap. So let's get into the consecration. Let's get into the consecration audio. Now, Mr. Scales, do you have your thinking cap on? Do you have your thinking cap on? Because we need you to get a new paradigm. You said it's good to go up to the mountaintop. So I'm going to take you to the mountain. We're going to go to Mount Berean, where you're required to have a thinking cap on, and you're required to look at the scriptures. You're going to Mount Berean because you're a nitwit preacher, acting like a fool, acting like an idiot, letting Jay Delano Ellis hoodwink you. Here we go. Let's go to the audio. We're only going to cover 1 minute. 1 minute. And in this 1 minute clip, I want you to note, dear saints, that Jay Delano Ellis anoints Mr. Lafayette Scales. That's his name, Lafayette Scales. He anoints him from head to toe. He anoints him. He anoints his head. He anoints his ear. He anoints his great finger. And he anoints his feet. He anoints the guy from head to toe. This is what we call empty, vain ceremony. This is what this is. The Roman Catholic Church, the Anglo-Catholic Church, is so engaged in ceremonial. They are slaves to ceremony, empty ceremony, powerless ceremony. When the chief consecrator speaks, it's just vain, empty words. Now let's listen. The first thing he's going to do, he's going to anoint his head, and he's going to tell you why he anointed his head. Listen to this. This is Jay Delano Ellis now. Listen, I'm going to show you why this guy's a nitwit, why he's an idiot fool preacher, why he subjected himself to this vain ceremony. It's just blah, blah, blah. Empty words. It's just formality. Powerless formality. The Holy Ghost is not present in any of this. There's no power here. There's no Holy Ghost power. This is just empty ritualism. Vain ritualism. Here it is. Now he's going to anoint his head. Anoint his head. Listen to this.
Called of God, made an apostle, certified to be a bishop among us, we now join together in anointing you with the chrism, anoint your head, that God might open your understanding. We anoint your ears that you...
Okay. So he says, we anoint your head that God might grant you what? Understanding. Okay. All right. So let me take you, Mr. Scales, to Revelation chapter 17. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 7, Revelation 17, 7, and the angel said unto me, wherefore did you marvel when you saw the woman? Who's the woman? The woman is the harlot church. Who's the harlot church? The Church of Rome. That's who the woman represents. The apostate Church of Rome. She's called Mystery Babylon, the great mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. That's who she is. And Mr. Scales, you have joined Mystery Babylon. You have joined the great harlot. You have joined the mother of all abominations. You, sir, in becoming a bishop under Jay Delano Ellis, that's what you've done. And the angel said unto me, wherefore did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery. I'll break it down for you. In other words, the angel is saying, I'll make it plain. I'll decipher. I'll explain the riddle. I'll tell you the secret of who the woman is. I'll tell you. This woman who has seven heads and ten horns. This woman, it says in verse 9, and here is the mind which have wisdom. Verse 17, 9. Here is the mind that have wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth upon. Mr. Scales, that's the Church of Rome, to which J. Delano Ellis is a sent stooge. He is a sent stooge of Rome, and you, sir, are a fool, idiot, nitwit preacher for coming under J. Delano Ellis. He anointed your head that you might have understanding of God. But I guess you had no understanding of God, because had you had understanding of God, you would not let J. Delano Ellis consecrate you and put you in bed with the great whore of Revelation 17. He anointed your head that you might have understanding from God. But, sir, you have no understanding. See, all of this, listen, I rather have my head with no oil. Because, look, your head is full of oil, but you're retarded. I'd rather have no oil on my head, but know who the great harlot is. I anoint your head so that you can get understanding from God. Well, Mr. Scale said every now and then it's good to go to the mountaintop. It's good to go up to the mountain to get a new paradigm, to see things in their new light. He told us, don't change your old wife for a new one. Don't change your old car for a new one. Don't change your old, until you go and get some perspective. I guess he said, well, I gotta go from pastor to bishop. I looked at, pastor was old, pastor was played out. Pastor was just too lowly. Pastor was no good for me. I needed something better than that. I went to J. Delano Ellis's mountain, which is really an Episcopal Tower of Babel, and I got a new paradigm shift, and I was able to see that being bishop alongside of J. Delano Ellis was the best thing for me. Well, sir, he anointed your head, but your head is empty. You've been lobotomized, sir. Sir, you got nothing in your head. You don't even have a thinking cap on. We anoint your head so that you can get understanding from God. Listen, Lafayette Scales was walking around for 1 year. 1 year. He was walking around for 1 year calling himself bishop-elect. You would think that in that 1 year's time, he would investigate. He would thoroughly find out what it is that the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops, what they represent and who they are connected with. And listen, it's no mystery. All you have to do is Google the Joint College of Bishops. All you got to do, listen, the internet will give you all the information that you want to know about who J. Delano Ellis is, who is he connected to, how many times he's been to Rome, how many times he sat on the Pope's lap, how many times has he kissed the Pope's fanny. The internet will give you all the information. Yet J. Delano Ellis anoints his head that God might give him understanding. Well, he got none. With all your getting, get understanding. With all your getting, get some wisdom. He got none. So much for, listen, don't touch my head. Leave my head alone. My head's got a thinking cap on it. My head's got my head's got an elementary school. Listen, it's not a graduate school. It's not a seminary thinking cap, because those seminary thinking caps don't let you think. They lobotomize you. Leave me with a kindergarten thinking cap on. I'll do better. I will do better with a kindergarten thinking cap on that my elementary teacher gave me. I'll do better than if I had one of those pointy hats that J. Delano Ellis is going to force me to wear. Don't you dare touch me, clown bishop. Don't you dare put any oil on me, clown bishop. Leave my head alone. Don't anoint it. Leave it alone. Here it is again. Here, saints, here it is. I kid you not. Here it is. Here it is again.
Apostle, certified to be a bishop among us, we now join together in anointing you with the chrism, anoint your head, that God might open your understanding.
That God might open your understanding. We anoint your head, that God. Well, he's got no understanding. He's hanging out with J. Delano Ellis. You have to be an idiot. A moron. You have to be retarded to want to hang out with J. Delano Ellis, much less let him anoint you with oil. You have to be retarded. You, sir, Mr. Lafayette Scales, you have been lobotomized. Now, he says that he's going to anoint his ears that he might be sensitive to hearing God. Let's listen to this little clip. Now, he goes from his head now to his ears. Now, the head's empty. The brain's been removed. The brain has been removed, and you can't tell because his skull has been sewed back together, and then they put one of those pointy hats called the mitre. They put the skull cap on him to hide the stitches, and then after you hide the stitches with the skull cap, well, I mean, if that isn't a dead giveaway, a skull cap, that little circular beanie that they put on their head, that's what they do when they lobotomize you. They drill a hole and they suck your brains out with a vacuum cleaner, and then they put the little skull cap back on there, and then for double insurance, they put the mitre, the little pointy hat on your head. But they anointed you so that that God may open up your understanding. But you're dumber than ever. Dumber than ever. Now they're going to anoint you so that you can be sensitive to hear God. Let's listen to this vain, empty ceremony. This is dead ceremony. There's no Holy Spirit in any of this. Only doctrines of demons, and coupled with doctrines of dimwits.
Anoint your ears that you may always be sensitive to hear God.
All right, so he anoints his ears so that he may always be sensitive to hear whom God. Okay, well, let's go to Revelation 17. Let's go to Revelation 17. Because this is where we ought to be. We're in the last days. So if we're in the last days, let's go to the last book of the last days. Let's see what God would say to us. Because we do need to be sensitive to hear God. But I don't know if it's required that my ears be anointed by this clown consecrator in order for me to hear God. I think it's the opposite. But in Revelation chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, it says, "And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven veils, and talked with me." What did the angel do? He talked with me. He made me sensitive to the Spirit of God. He talked with me, saying, "Come unto me, come hither, and I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon the many waters." In other words, he's saying, "Listen, come here, buddy. Come here, come here. Come here, John. Come here." The angel is talking to John, and he wants John to be sensitive to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in the last days. He says, "Come over here, John," and the conversation that we're going to have centers around who is this great whore? Who is this harlot church that rides upon them? Are you hearing, Mr. Scales? J. Delano Ellis anointed your ears that you might be sensitive to hear God. Well, listen, the angel didn't anoint John's ears. He just said, "Come here, listen. Come here, John, come here. I want to talk to you. I want to have a conversation with you. I want you to hear me out because I'm going to talk to you about who this great whore is." this great whore, this woman with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth are made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Come on, Mr. Scales. The Lord wants to speak to you about the great whore. Oh, too late. Too late. He joined the great whore. He's in bed with the great whore. He's lying down with the great whore. And alongside of him is J. Delano Ellis. He too is in bed with the great harlot. Too late. Too late. Too late. In Revelation 18, let's read what it says here in Revelation 18, verses 1, 2, and 3. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lit up with his glory. And this angel cried, there it goes, you need to use your ears. This angel cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, are you listening, Mr. Scales? What did this angel do? He cried. Like when Isaiah says, I was called to cry aloud and spare not. This great angel cried. He used his voice, his strong voice, it says here, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils. Are you hearing that, Mr. Scales? You want to be sensitive to what the Spirit of God is saying? J. Delano anointed your ears that you might be sensitive to what the Spirit of God is saying? Well, the angel has cried out and said, oh, Babylon the Great is fallen indeed. And this Babylon has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage for every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. But what does it say in verse 21? In verse 21 of chapter 18, it says, and a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone, and he cast it into the sea and said, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. Are you hearing that, Mr. Scales? What the angels, you see, the angels are speaking on behalf of God. J. Delano Ellis anointed your ears that you may hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches. Are you hearing, Mr. the group that you've joined, the fraternity, the club, the joint college, the people that now you have collegiality with, those people God is going to judge, Mr. Scales. Are you here? Are you sensitive to the voice of God? For Scripture is the voice of God, Mr. Scales. Are you hearing what God is saying to the church in this late hour of human history? So his head's been anointed, but he is as dumb as ever. His ears have been anointed, but he can't hear. Can't hear. Didn't hear. Refused to hear. His ears have been anointed. But did Scales hear the voice of God? No. Because there is no way God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit would have told Mr. Scales to join J. Delano Ellis and his band of dim-witted bishops. There's no way the Spirit of God would have signed off on that. No way. No way. No way. God would have said, that's okay, my son. Join them. They're good. They're honorable. They're doing my work. No way, because God would not contradict what he's already saying in Scripture. Impossible. Impossible. Now, here's the next thing that J. Delano Ellis does. He anoints his great finger, meaning his thumb, that he may grasp. Let's hear J. Delano Ellis, because he's such a clown. He's such a clown.
Anoint your great finger, symbol of grasping hold of truth.
He anoints his great finger that it's as a symbol that he is grasping, he's getting a hold of biblical truth. Well, he didn't. Listen, what did he grasp? If we were to play the audio to the end, you know what he's grasping? He's grasping a gold cross. He's grasping a gold ring. He's with a gem in it. He's grasping the crozier, the shepherd's crook. I mean, Jay Delano Ellis is just handing him one piece of jewelry after another. He's not grasping the word of God. He's grasping junk. Grasping junk. Grasping more pieces to the buffoon suit, to the clown suit that he's about to wear. I anoint your great finger that you may get a grasp of the truth. No, what he's grabbed onto is the heart of church. He's hugging the heart of church. That's what he's got a grasp of. He's got a grasp. That's it. He's hugging the whore of Babylon. So you anointed his hands that he might grasp the truth. Yet he has embraced. He has embraced the whore. And finally, he anoints his feet. He anoints his feet. Listen.
And we pray and anoint your feet. We pray for your feet. I can't get down there. Somebody just get down there and just anoint his shoes or something.
So they're anointing him. So notice, from head to toe, he's anointing him from head to toe. Now, why he doesn't say why he's anointed his feet. Remember, he anoints his head that he might understand what God is saying. That God may give him understanding. He anoints his ears that he might be sensitive to the voice of God. He anoints his great finger that he might grasp truth. And he anoints his feet, but he doesn't say why. He doesn't say why. That part he doesn't. But I can suggest. I can tell him what he could do with anointed feet. It says in Revelation 18. Let me read Revelation 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Mr. Scales, are your ears open? Your ears have been anointed. Are you hearing? It says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out from among her, my people, and be ye not partakers of her sin, that you may not receive her plagues. Listen, when God says come out, it means to use your feet. Your feet have been anointed. Run. Run like Lot ran out of Sodom. Run before you partake of the plagues that God is about to bring upon the heart of church. Run, Mr. Scales, run. And why should you run? Because verse 8 says, therefore shall her plagues come in one day. Death will come upon her, and mourning and famine. And she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Are you hearing that, Mr. Scales? Your feet have been anointed, buddy. You better run. You better run. You better hightail it out of there. You better say goodbye to Jay Delano Ellis. I hope you wake up. I hope your brain cells start growing, because I know they took some out. I hope and pray, Mr. Scales, that you're able to escape mystery Babylon. God says, come out of her, my people. Some of God's people are in mystery Babylon. You, sir, you may be a good man, but you didn't apply your own advice. You didn't go up to the mountain. You didn't talk to God about your old position. You gave your church members advice about what to do, yet you didn't do it yourself. Let me play that little clip again, because this is just embarrassing. This is embarrassing for Mr. Scales. Let's listen to Mr. Scales again, telling us why we shouldn't let go of old things, like the title pastor.
Confinement that we lock in with the Lord, because it causes us to draw back and go up into the mountain of the Lord to get a fresh look at what we're doing. Before you make critical decisions when you're not sure that you heard from God, it's just good to go up on the mountain and confer with God.
Amen.
Because he can give you a new way of looking at old things. Your marriage might look old. Go up to the mountain before you leave your marriage. Your job may look old, but go up on the mountain before you leave your job. That house that you live in may look old, but go up on the mountain before you leave that house. Don't let nobody run you out your neighborhood, off your job, out of your family. Go up on the mountain and get a new look at old things.
Yeah, you need to get a good, you need to get a new look at old Babylon. Babylon is old, brother. Let me tell you something. You got Babylon back in Genesis 10. I mean, Babylon is old. Oh, Babylon is old. You need a new, you need a revelation, a new revelation perspective of old Babylon. Oh, just like you need an old, you need a new perspective of the old serpent, brother, the old serpent, and how he's still out to deceive. Yeah, this guy, he just didn't apply his own advice. Didn't apply it. So I'll be back tomorrow. Listen, I just played. This is the ordination audio is 15 minutes long. I just played 1 minute. 1 minute. I'm going to break this baby down. I'm going to show you why. Listen, when I say someone is a fool preacher, I can back it up. When I say someone is a nitwit preacher, I can back it up. When I say that someone is an idiot preacher, I can back it up. Tune in tomorrow to get part four in this series on dimwitted, nitwitted, idiotic preachers who succumb to the wiles of clown chief consecrator J. Delano Ellis. Email me for the book, Jackass Church Bishops. All you got to do is write to me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Freechurchbooks@gmail.com. You'll get your copy as soon as you place the email. You'll get an email back in seconds. We love you. Pray for us. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. God bless you.